Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Okay, shut up, everybody. Oh, no. Shut up.
Glad everybody's got the Christmas spirit, because so do I. Watkins, you and I fight all year long. I think it's time we should put aside our differences and, well, just kind of enjoy some peace and harmony for a while. So, Merry Christmas, Judy. Here you go.
Oh, well, thank you, Hank. Must say, I didn't expect this.
Bet you didn't.
Holy cow! Where did you get those?
Took a mold to Judy's foot and had them made.
I'm going, Judy, lighten up. You gotta admit, big sneakers are pretty clever.
You're right, Luther. It is pretty clever. Now I feel kind of foolish because, well, I went sincere and tried to find Hayden something I thought he could really use. So here you go, Hayden. Merry Christmas.
Oh, gee, you got me something?
Well, I saw it and I knew you needed it.
Huh. What the hell is this?
Oh, come on, Hayden, lighten up. She's got you this time. You gotta admit, her brain's pretty clever.
Hey, come on, you two. Remember, it's Christmas. Why don't you open your gifts from Dr. Tewksbury?
Hey, that's a good idea. Here, I'll hold your brain.
Thanks, Tom.
This is beautiful. Look at this. Now, see, Hayden, this is what gift-giving is all about. Even the university president takes time out of her busy schedule to give us something personal.
Oh, come on, Watkins. She's probably got 5 bracelets for the girls and 5 desk lamps for the guys. Oh, jeez.
What is it?
Right now, but if you'll leave a message at the sound of the beep, I'll call you back just as soon as I can.
Hi, Christine. Yeah, this is Hayden. I realize you're at work and everything, but I hate talking into these things. It's Christmas Eve, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, tell you I was thinking of you, and I miss you. Hi, Christine. Oh, yeah, this is Hayden, and, I hate talking to these things. I realize you're at work, and I just want to tell you it's Christmas Eve, and I wanted to wish you Merry Christmas, and I miss you, and I was thinking of you, and that's all I wanted to say. Cheers. Well, it's just going to be the 3 of us this Christmas, you guys.
Hayden?
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be at the airport.
No, I'm on my way. I just thought I'd stop by one more time, see if I could talk you into going with me.
Oh, no. Well, thanks a lot, but I don't think so.
I just hate to see you spend Christmas alone.
Hey, I don't mind being alone.
I know you say that.
I mean it.
I know you say you mean it, but I know you hate. Come tomorrow morning, you're going to be sitting here feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, hey, I'm not going to be feeling sorry for myself.
Oh, I know you say you're not going to be feeling sorry for yourself, but you're the only one without plans. Kelly and Stuart are off in Wisconsin with Stuart's folks. Dauber's with Judy in Atlanta with her folks. I'm going to be off having a great Christmas. You're going to be sitting here missing Christine.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to be missing Christine.
Oh, I know you say you're not going to be missing Christine.
Luther.
Come on. Why don't you go with me?
Luther, I got to tell you something. My idea of a great Christmas is not going to Las Vegas.
Why not? You could use a little Christmas spirit.
Well, I got to tell you something. That's not my idea of great Christmas fun. Spending 3 days and two nights at the Shangri-La Las Vegas Hotel watching David Brenner and Wayne Newton and then getting a $5 coupon for slots of fun?
Boy, are you a Scrooge?
I am not a Scrooge. I would just like to be left alone during the damn holidays.
I know you say you want to be
Luther.
Alone.
Come on. Now, why don't you just go? So you're going to miss your plane, and they say there's a snowstorm coming in, okay?
Okay, but if you change your mind, just give me a call. I either be in my room or the Lost Horizons Lounge, enjoying my free shrimp cocktail.
See you when you get back.
Dr. Shane.
Don't worry, fellas. I think I found you a home. Hey, guys, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be in Wisconsin.
Well, we were, but we were all sitting around today, and none of us could enjoy ourselves knowing you were here alone. So we all decided on the spur of the moment to drive back and have Christmas with you.
You're kidding.
Nope. No. In fact, my folks are right behind us.
Your parents are coming here?
Yeah, well, that'd be fun.
Oh, geez, well, I don't know, Kelly. I was kind of counting on being alone here, you know?
Well, I know you say you want to
be. Yeah, well, I do, Kelly. I really do kind of, you know? I do.
Listen, we're not going to let you be alone, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
That's them.
Hey! Hayden, you old rascal, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God, it's you, Wilson.
I know we're just barging in here, but when we heard you were going to be alone on Christmas, well, we practically burst into tears. Well, actually, Stuart did. But that's when we decided that we just couldn't enjoy our Christmas if someone in our family was going to be alone.
Dad, aren't their outfits great? I just love how they go all out.
Oh, yeah, they're out there all right, Kelly.
Now, Hayden, if this is an inconvenience, you just tell us, and we'll pack up the Christmas tree and the ornaments and the food and the reindeer. We'll head right back to Wisconsin.
I know. You got into this much trouble, you might as... A reindeer?
Wouldn't be Christmas without a rented reindeer.
You got a live reindeer?
Wouldn't be Christmas with a dead one.
I'm going to go start unloading.
Good idea. Now, why don't you two come over and warm up by the fire?
Oh, yeah, hey, Peg must be freezing her tail off there.
Well, did you tell Hayden about the big surprise?
There's a bigger surprise?
Oh, this is the best. Tell him, Kelly.
Mom's coming.
Mom who?
Mom, my mother.
Beth is coming here?
Well, yeah, she's in her car. She's right behind us.
What?
She was with us in Wisconsin.
Oh, gee, Kelly, you shouldn't do this to your good old dear dad. I mean, this is... We should have talked about this, Kelly.
Come on, Dad. It'll be fun having a family together at Christmas.
Oh, not your mom and I. The last Christmas we spent together, she threw a fruitcake at me.
Jeez. Oh, here she is.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, well, hi, Beth. How you doing, huh? Isn't this a great surprise?
Put a plug in it, Hayden. I'm about as happy to be here as you are to have
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody ready for the grand illumination? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Oh! How about that?
Geez, the rest of the lake just went dark.
Just our road show. You should see our place back in Wisconsin.
Think I do, Peg.
Well, time for the final touch. It wouldn't be Christmas without the mistletoe. Whoop, it's over my reindeerest. Mwah. It's over my favorite daughter-in-law.
It's over my dead body, Wilson.
Well, who wants hot cider?
Oh, everybody wants cider. There's not a person in the world who doesn't want hot cider on Christmas.
Yeah, none for me, thanks.
Come on, Hayden, you gotta try the hot cider. Oh, Peg grew and pressed it herself. It's an old Rosebrock tradition. A grandmother Rosebrock started doing that in 1891. Of course, in those days, they didn't have modern appliances. She used to press the apples between her knees. A lot of love went into those apples.
Oh, right. Who wants to make the first toast?
Oh, I do. It's wonderful to have the families together, and it's wonderful for Hayden to have us here. We all know your bridge has crossed over some troubled waters as of late, what with you and Christine going down different tributaries. But we just want you to know that we love you, and good news is just around the bend. Merry Christmas.
Here, here.
Here, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Peg, you've really outdone yourself this year. I swear if I close my eyes, I can just hear Grandma's knees slapping together.
Dad, you want to make a toast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they say there's nothing worse than being alone at Christmas. And thanks to you folks, I'll never know if that's true.
Okie doke. Let's get this show on the road. Son, you help your mother get her antlers off and her ham in the oven. We've got lots to do. Hayden, I hope you don't mind me taking charge like this. Christmas just makes me a madman.
No, you go ahead. Deck the halls, will it?
So what do you think? This is better than being alone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is just great. You know, I got my son-in-law and his parents, my ex-wife, and 70,000 volts running through my house. Who wouldn't want this, huh?
I know this is a hard Christmas for you without Christine.
I don't know why everybody keeps thinking I'm so depressed this Christmas. I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Right.
Here, put these on.
Oh. No, I don't want to put any stupid hats on.
No, no humbug allowed here. You've got to put on a hat. It's a Rose Brock tradition.
Come on, Hayden. Put on the hat. Show a little spirit.
Well, I don't see you showing any spirit, Beth.
Sing first.
How about we wish you a Merry Christmas?
Oh, that's a wonderful cool idea. There's nobody in the world that doesn't love "We Wish You a Merry Christmas."
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring for you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, the Christmas wish. This year I wish that around the world everyone could be with their loved ones, filled with the joy that only families can bring.
Yes, the Christmas wish. This year, I wish that the operation to separate the Torborg twins is finally successful.
Yes, the Christmas wish. This year, my wish is that more men could find the woman inside of them and realize that it is okay to cry.
Yes, the Christmas wish. This year I wish that all the baby condors released into the wild will thrive and make more baby condors.
Go ahead, Beth, you know.
Hayden, you can't break the string, otherwise the wish won't come true.
I really don't want to sit.
Yeah, make a wish. Get into the spirit. La 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 la.
Yes, the Christmas wish. I wish. Oh, Wilson, I wish you hadn't made me do this, man. I wish Christmas wasn't this way. I wish Christine and I were still together, you know? I wish I didn't screw up every relationship I was in. I wish that you good folks would just go ahead and go on with your Christmas and leave me the hell out of it.
Can we talk?
You know, not that it's any of my business, but if you're this miserable without Christine, why didn't you just go ahead and marry her?
Geez, Beth, would you like to ease your way into this conversation?
Fine. If you don't want to talk, I was just trying to help.
Wait a minute. How did you know Christine and I broke up over getting married?
Kelly told me.
Well, how the hell did Kelly know? I never talked to her about this.
Christine told her.
Kelly talked to Christine?
Well, even if she didn't, Christine mentioned it to me in her Christmas card.
Christine sent you a Christmas card?
It came with a gift.
What is this, an I Hate Hayden fan club or something?
We don't hate you, Hayden.
It's not true.
All right, it's Christmas. I was trying to be nice. But Christine doesn't hate you.
She would if we got married.
But why do you say that?
Well, you, of all people, should know, Beth. Honey, I am a marriage killer. I can't do the things that a husband's supposed to do, and that means that I can't be the kind of guy that a wife needs.
Hayden, you're talking about a wife like I was. The kind that needs a storybook husband. A guy who goes to work at 9, comes home at 5, mows the lawn on the weekends. And you're right, you couldn't be that. You couldn't be that in a million years. My God, you didn't even come close. I mean, when I think about the kind of guy I wanted, the kind of guy I got, just...
Hey, wait a second. I mean, I thought we were leading up to something helpful here.
Sorry. What I was going to say is, I don't think that's the kind of husband Christine needs. Look, if you just don't want to get married, that's one thing. But if you're not getting married because of what happened between us, that's stupid.
That's not the reason.
But then what is the reason?
Well, that is the reason. I just don't like being called stupid, Beth.
Look, I know I made things rough for you over the years. But our problems were every bit as much my fault as yours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted you to suffer.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because I think you and Christine have a chance to be happy. And people just don't get that many chances in their lives. Merry Christmas, Hayden.
Wow. Thanks, Beth. Beth, wait a minute. I mean, Beth, are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Really?
Look at your shoes.
What a stupid reindeer.
In other news, heavy snow tonight has crippled much of Minneapolis, making travel almost impossible. Our News 6 Santa radar has been combing the northern skies in search of Santa and his reindeer. When last spotted, they were over Greenland, headed towards the Twin Cities. We'll keep you updated. I'll be back with the weather for the vacationing Jess Gale and sports for the vacationing Bob Clifton and a commentary on behalf of the vacationing Howell Putnam.
We're clear.
Hayden, what in the world are you doing here?
I just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas, Christine.
You drove all the way to Minneapolis in a blizzard to tell me that?
No, I wanted to talk, too.
I'm in the middle of a broadcast right now.
Yeah, well, that's okay, Christine, because I'm pretty focused about what I want to say. Christine, I got this wonderful gift tonight. I found out from Beth that I'm not a marriage killer.
What are you getting at, Hayden?
1 minute.
Yeah, okay, well, see, what I'm getting at is 2 months ago, you were willing to spend the rest of your life with me. Huh? And if I could commit to that, would you still have me? I mean, don't answer yet. Just let me make sure that we understand each other, okay? See, I am not a traditional guy, okay? I mean, see, I'm not going to be coming home at 5 o'clock for dinner every night.
That's good, because nobody would be there. Did you think I was going to be home every night cooking you dinner?
You won't be?
No.
Not ever?
I do the news 5 nights a week. I'm doing the news right now.
30 seconds.
So what is your point, Hayden?
Hold on here, Christine. I'm still thinking about this dinner thing. Okay, well, see, marriage is a give and take thing. We can settle this later. I mean, look, the point is, if we were to get married, I wouldn't have to change who I am, right? I mean, nothing would change, right?
Well, of course something would change. Our relationship would change. Marriage would mean that we had committed to each other. That both of us had someone we could cherish and enjoy and count on for the rest of our lives.
That's all, right?
I think that's a lot.
Oh, it is. It is. But I'm sure I could do that.
You could?
Pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure.
So what are you saying, Hayden?
5 seconds.
Damn, I'll be right back.
In 3, 2...
Hi. We're back. And now for a commercial.
We're clear. Christine, what the hell are you doing? We just had a commercial.
Just give me a minute here, Bill.
You've got 30 seconds.
So what is it you were saying?
Well, Christine, I know we're not going to be doing this right away, but... Christine, I love you. I love you more than anything else in the world. Will you marry me?
Are you really sure you want to do this? I mean, you're not just having a miserable time and trying to save your Christmas Eve, are you?
Christine, I love you. If I were to lose you, I'd hate myself forever. And I'm not going to lie. I'd pull my Christmas out of the crapper.
Yes, I will marry you.
Oh, boy!